T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, speaking of that, let's go right out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Jason Mackey covers the Pirates for the Post-Gazette. We know the owners, Jason, have a new proposal for the players. They never actually presented their last one formally. They just floated it out into the media about this 50-50 revenue sharing. Apparently, they've moved off of that. What do you think we see this time? How are they going to adjust? And how are the players going to react?
Well, Joe, I think it's going to be interesting. Obviously, they're going to have to go away from the revenue sharing, as you said, but I don't think they're going to adjust what they're asking from the players. And by that, I mean they're still going to ask players to take an additional cut. The players contend that they want a prorated portion, what was negotiated at the end of March. And as I understand it, the players haven't necessarily moved off of that ask. So what the owners can do to maybe get a good proposal, I think what the players are going to be looking for are sort of future assurances, maybe something going into free agency or arbitration, something to take care of them down the road. But as for what we actually see, I'm not expecting to see a whole lot different other than a plan that isn't necessarily tied to revenue.
How do you assure the players down the road of something when they absolutely don't trust each other? And, I mean, I get it that that's a major concern. Is there even going to be any kind of free agency this year because of, the pandemic? But how do you work out a deal when you don't trust the other side?
I don't think you can, Ron. I really don't. I've heard this from, people involved in these talks and getting information from them, but I don't see how that happens. I did a story in Sunday's paper, and one of the guys was a professor, Robert Morris, and he said, I don't know how these two sides could ever go into anything using the term good faith. And I agree with him. I mean, how can you go into something where you say, yeah, we'll spend a certain amount in free agency? If I'm a player, as you're saying, Ron, there's no way I'm listening to that. I'm not. That's not worth the ink that it's going to be written with. And I sort of understand that. I think what they need to do is establish common ground for right now. I think players need to be reasonable. I think owners need to understand where the players are coming from. I think there probably needs to be a little bit of book sharing for the owners to show the players, like, look, this is why we're taking a loss. Explain it. And I think at that point, players would be reasonable.
Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. You spoke with Jameson Taillon within the last day or so. Jason, what does he think about this whole thing? Is he optimistic that we're going to see baseball? Is he optimistic that the players will react favorably to this?
Yeah, I think, Taillon and a lot of guys are sort of cautiously optimistic that this thing is going to come through. I know when I talked to Taillon, one of the things that he said a lot was that, these guys want to play baseball. They want to get back out there. They want to figure out a way. Like, they're very well aware that it's in the middle of a global pandemic, and, like, nobody wants to look stupid. Nobody wants to screw the other side, and they want to get back out there and play baseball. Guys are really getting eager to do it. So, I do sense an excitement there. But at the same time, another thing that Taillon brought up, and, other people have brought up too, is just that it's a business, and the players are going to do what's best for them, and the owners have a bottom line to meet, and the two of them just need, as I said before, just need to kind of be able to find some common ground there that works for both sides.
Another thing that I don't understand, I've heard this talk, well, maybe the players will accept deferred payments down the road. I mean, what is going to be coming back to them to do that? Because they're not going to just out of the kindness of their heart say, okay, you know, we'll let you pay us down the road. What do they get back out of this?
Yeah, I don't. Frankly, I don't know. I mean, they get to play baseball, but I guess you could argue that they would get their full prorated amount, Ron. But I mean, they're going to come back and say we agreed to have our full prorated amount to begin with. I guess the owners could kind of make a deal to incentivize them taking their money as deferred payments. You know, to put some sort of interest rate on there and for players to make more over time, like a Bobby Bonilla contract. But if I'm a player, again, that goes into the realm of we're negotiating this with some level of trust and good faith that this is going to work out. And I think that's why we're kind of in this place in the first place, because of a void of that.
Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. So if and when they do play here, Jason, what do you think of the Pirates in an 82-game season? Let's start with the rotation.
Well, I might be insane for thinking this, Joe, but I don't think they are, I think it's reasonably favorable to them. I don't think they will be god-awful, and I have thought that way for a while since the end of last season, because I think a lot of what ailed them last season is no longer there. I think they had problems preparing guys pitching-wise, especially with the starting rotation, and guys weren't getting information that they were getting other places. I think the clubhouse became badly soured as it pertained to Clint Hurdle, and I think some of that involved the starting pitching. So, I mean, I look at somebody like Mitch Keller, and I think he's going to probably, hopefully, you walk a path that Tyler Glasnow was not able to walk. You would think Trevor Williams is capable of pitching better. You would think Chris Archer is capable of pitching better. I was fine with what Joe Musgrove did last season. And, you know, Derek Holland gave them sort of a Jordan Lyles performance in spring training. So, I think the starting rotation, I was very impressed with their new pitching coach, Oscar Marin, as well, is capable of being a lot better.
Well, playing fewer games has got to help them from a depth standpoint, right? Even with everything that happened last year, they were right in it at the All-Star game before the monumental collapse. I mean, it's a lot easier to think they could hang better in 82 games than 162, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not sitting here and saying I think the Pirates are going to win the division because they're only playing 82 games, but, you know, Ron brings up a good point. It's just how many games you play and the possibility for error. I think Joe Musgrove said this when we talked a couple weeks ago about, you know, we might not be the greatest 162-game team, but over 82 games where depth is not necessarily tested as much, we like our chances. And, again, to my earlier point about the previous regime, like, things had gotten bad. And so, I mean, if you play 82 games and you have a respectable showing, to me that's progress. You know, they should be gearing things more toward 2021, 2022 anyway. And if you're able to have some positive momentum here and then – you know, business-wise, potentially have a trade deadline and move some guys for pieces and make your club better for the next couple of years, I'd consider it a win.
Who do you think Derek Shelton would pick as his opening day starter, Jason?
You know, if the season would have gone off as normal, I expected Chris Archer to start opening day in Tampa. If they're going to start opening day at PNC Park, I might say Joe Musgrove. If there's no, you know, we're going to start in Tampa, which obviously they wouldn't do. I'd bet probably Musgrove.
You know, we have Shelton on every Wednesday, and it just I know Don Kelly was on with one of our shows saying they feel so bad for him. He's waited all his life to manage his first big league game. You know, my feelings on this change almost daily, but I'm still not 100% sure it's going to happen. Is he going to manage his first big league game this year, Jason, in your mind?
You know, I'm like you, Ron. I go back and forth every week on this. And, you know, I keep coming back to the same thought. And the easy answer would be yes, I think he manages his first big league game this year. They would look so bad for not being able to figure out the money when the NBA and the NHL come back, and they come back with these really neat-looking postseason tournaments. I just can't see money being that much of a factor that they get, you know, that it prohibits them from getting back on the field. Like, is there going to be back and forth? Sure. Is it going to be the deal that everybody wants? Probably not. But when it comes down to it, I do think they'll get something done.
Jason, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Very well. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.